Good morning. Welcome to Bowmansville. Good to see you here this morning as we gather to worship the one true and living God, our King. I'd like to extend a special welcome to any guests who are worshiping with us today. It's good to have you here, and a special welcome to those who are joining us via live stream this morning. So would you join me in this prayerful call to worship? Maker of the universe and of the hairs of our heads, our beginning and our end. You came to us, O God, in Jesus Christ, and you fill everything with your Spirit. We come here today because we need you. We come because we love you as much as we are able. We come because we choose to trust you to lead us on our life's journey. So as we gather, challenge us, correct us, heal us, and encourage us. Help us believe in you and accept your call on our lives. Teach us, guide us, refresh and renew us. And may our faith in you mature in some small way during this hour of worshiping you. We pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Part of our worship is giving our tithes and offerings to the Lord. And so if you haven't already done so, there's offering plates on the front table here to put your offering in during this next song. The offering is for the bishop support. And also there's my coins count, the tube up there for children to put their coins in. Let's worship together.
Now is the time to worship.
Will you join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to come to this building this morning and worship you through teaching and through praise. Thank you so much for the men and women who serve in this church, Lord. Thank you for our bishops, Lord, and their families that support them as well, Lord. We ask that this offering go to support their needs, Lord, and that they would continue to lead us in our closer walk with God. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
serving others,
sacrificing self,
dying for us.
This is Jesus.
Not my will, but yours, he said to his Father.
This is what Jesus taught with his words, demonstrated with actions, and requires of those who want to follow him.
Service project and a fun activity for the youth group. And so years ago, I remember being in Philadelphia with the youth group, and went to a place to hand out food. We served a meal, and then we were on the streets handing out lunches to people. And I remember this one guy, he didn't take anything. And after the youth group kind of walked on, I sat down beside him and I said, "Yeah, how are you doing?" And he goes, "You guys do this because it makes you feel better that you did something." And I'm like, okay, that's how he feels. That's not really how I felt about it, but that's how he feels. So I sat and talked to him for quite a while. He had HIV, and so he told me his story. And since I sat and talked to him, he invited me to other people to come and talk. And then he took me different places of people that he knew, that since he said I was okay to go in their places. And he said, "I think you actually really care about us." And I guess the whole idea stood out to me that particular day is that serving and the ways, places that Christ leads you to serve is a powerful thing. And I just ask that God would use us in that way. We need God's Spirit to fill us and motivate us in the things that we do.
In 1 Corinthians 3:12 and 13, it talks about that our work will be shown for what it is because the day will bring it to light. It tells us it'll be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each of our own work, whether it's gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw. And this next song just is a prayer acknowledging that we need God to purify our hearts and to make us genuine and sincere.
Just invite you to stand if you're able.
Let me be as
what this song is all about.
I once was lost in darkest night, yet thought I knew the way, the sin that promised joy and light, and led me to I would refuse you still.
is in your cross. And this last song we sing, Well Done, I just pray that you would inspire us to live for that day. In Jesus' name, amen.
So I'd like to invite any children to come forward at this time for the children's story. Yeah, we'll sit on this side this morning. I know that's a change for you, but excellent. Well, good morning. Hello? Good morning. There you go. You are here. Okay. Well, I'm glad you came forward this morning for the children's story. You know, we're getting into the heart of summertime, and so as I look at my phone, I can get the weather forecast, and it says to me, like, today it's going to be a high of 88 degrees. A little bit humid. Tomorrow it'd be a high of 91. Tuesday, a high of 93, so it's getting hotter and probably more humid. So in the summertime, you're outside playing, okay? You're outside playing and it's 90 degrees and it's hot and it's humid. And you go inside, what would taste good? Watermelon, yeah, that would taste great. Absolutely. Good cold watermelon. That would really taste great. But would you, yeah, you get a lot of water out of watermelon. But also what I really like is when I come inside from like mowing the lawn and I'm all hot and sweaty and then I get a cup of cold water. Nothing beats a cup of cold water, right? So we're going to be talking about serving this morning, okay? So maybe I could serve you all a cup of cold water. But, well, let's see. I'll just give it to you. You thought you were going to get all wet, didn't you? Wow, looks like I'm going to have to help Anita clean this week. But anyway, so we're thinking about hot weather, cold water, and serving other people, okay? So let's go back to Jesus' day. So when Jesus, in his day, it probably got hot sometimes as well. And so back then, when they walked on the streets and the roads, they didn't have roads like we have today. They were all probably all dusty and dirty, and they probably wore something like this, only probably sandals, but these are flip-flops. I like to wear flip-flops in the summertime because, like you got on, keeps your feet a whole lot cooler than what if you wear shoes and socks, right? So imagine these disciples, these people that were walking the streets, their feet got really dirty and dusty. So there was one of the jobs of the servants was to stoop down and to wash the people's feet as they gathered. So there's a story in the Bible that talks about Jesus meeting with his disciples. They're going to gather for a meal, and there was no servant there to wash their feet. So they're probably looking around at one another saying, who's going to wash our feet? And so Jesus stoops down and washed their feet. He was showing them how to serve other people. So as you think about serving, what does serving, or what does the word serve mean? Boy, I see the wheels turning. So you say, we think about when you serve other people, you do something for someone else, okay? And oftentimes it's probably maybe not things that you would choose to do. So there's ways you can serve other people. You can open the door for someone. At home, around the house, you can serve by doing the chores that your mom and dad give you to do. Your mom and dad give you chores to do. Do you have things to do around the house? Some of you are shaking your head, yes. So doing those things that your mom and dad ask you to do without complaining about it is a way of serving. Because sometimes we don't like to do those things, that chores that we're given, but we do them because we're honoring God when we obey our parents. Okay? So this morning, when I go up and share the message, I'm going to be talking about the same story I told you guys so you can listen a little closer for some more details, okay, about that story. But serving others is what God asks us to do. Serve other people, do things for other people. So I'd have a word of prayer, then you can grab a snack and head back to your parents. So would you join me in prayer? Thank you, God, for these children. I ask, Father God, that as they learn more about you and grow, that you would continue to lead and guide them. And I pray that you would give them hearts that are willing and wanting to serve because they love you. So I ask for your blessing upon these children today. In the strong name of Jesus, amen. So grab a snack out of the bag, and then you can head back to your parents. Well, again, welcome to each one of you this morning. It's good to see you here today as we've gathered to worship the one true and living God. Well, today we're going to be concluding our sermon series that we've been going through on spiritual disciplines. We've looked at spiritual disciplines for a walk with God, spiritual disciplines for a walk with other believers, and spiritual disciplines for a walk in the world. So this morning we're going to be looking at the spiritual discipline of service or serving others. And the title of this message is The Way Up is Down. Now you may be wondering, how does service or serving others fit into spiritual disciplines? Well, I don't think I need to tell you that we're all born with a very selfish nature, which means we need to be disciplined to think of others before ourselves. It's not natural for us to think of others first. When Jesus becomes our Lord, a transformation of our hearts takes place. The selfish nature is supernaturally changed and transformed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. When our hearts are transformed by the Holy Spirit, something supernatural happens. We begin to think about others before we think about ourselves. Something else supernatural happens. We become content, filled with peace, and filled with joy as we serve others. And peace and joy are fruits of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:20 tells us selfish ambition is an act of our sinful natures. And Galatians 5:22 tells us about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And then in Galatians 5:24, we read this: those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. The crucifying of our sinful natures is a daily exercise as we commit our sinful tendencies to God's control, and moment by moment we draw strength from the Holy Spirit to overcome our sinful tendencies. And as we overcome our sinful tendencies, we become more focused on others and their needs rather than ourselves. Now, I read this in Richard Foster's book, Celebration of Discipline. There is no peace in the chicken house until it is clear which chicken is the greatest, which chicken is the least, and on which rung of the ladder every other chicken in the chicken house occupies. In other words, there's no peace in the chicken house until a pecking order has been clearly established. So let me tell you a story. There are these 13 guys. They're gathered together to share a meal. And as they hung out together, disputes and disagreements had erupted numerous times as they tried to establish a pecking order. Now, in their culture, the servant always washed the guest's feet, as the pathways that they walked on were very dusty and dirty. So here they are. They're gathered together, getting ready to share this meal. Who's going to stoop down to wash their feet? Perhaps they were looking around at one another to see who was going to fill the role of a servant. And then, to the dismay and astonishment of everyone, their leader, Jesus, the one that they all looked to for direction and guidance, wrapped a towel around his waist, stooped down, and washed their feet. Imagine what they may have been thinking. Perhaps Peter sums it up when he says, "No, you shall never wash my feet." And Jesus responds, "Unless I wash you, you have no part of me." And then Peter says, well then, don't just wash my feet, wash my hands and my head as well. So Jesus was trying to teach his disciples that the way up is down. So this morning I'd like to look at two spiritual principles of the way up is down. First of all, when you serve others, you become more like Jesus. After Jesus had washed the disciples' feet in John 13, he asked them this question: "Do you understand what I have done for you?" And then in John 13:13-17, Jesus said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I've set an example that you should do as I've done for you. I tell you the truth that no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you'll be blessed if you do them." So, do you want to be more like Jesus? Then serve others. You don't have to have great theological knowledge to serve others. You don't have to be able to teach Sunday school. Serving doesn't need to cost you any money, but it will cost you time. If you want to get closer to God, remember the way up is down. You get closer to God by lowering yourself and serving others. Remember Jesus' words as he taught about serving others in Mark 10. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom. So here's the thing. You cannot be looking down at others and up at God at the same time. And you're never more like Jesus than when you are serving others. Secondly, when you serve, you open your life to the Holy Spirit. Many people want to experience God's Spirit working in their lives. And that's great. I believe a simple act of serving someone is a way to unlock and unleash the Holy Spirit in your life. I didn't say it's the only way. I said it is a way. I base this upon what Scripture tells us about using our spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul is teaching about spiritual gifts, the Word of God says there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And then, in 1 Peter 4:10, it says this: each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. So did you catch that? Faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. God has given each one of his followers spiritual gifts that he expects them to use to administer his grace to others. You see, I very, very strongly believe that one day every follower of Jesus Christ will stand before Almighty God and will answer the question, Larry, how did you use the gifts that I gave you to serve others and to build my kingdom? Every one of us will give an account and will answer the question. It's a very sobering thought. The way up is down. When Jesus' followers serve, then God, through his Holy Spirit, unleashes his power through you. As you serve, you become a conduit through which the spiritual power and the grace of God flows out to others. You become a conduit through which God's love flows. There is no task or form of service that is too menial for God to use. So what does someone who serves look like? Look at Jesus. Do you want to experience God's love and power flowing through you to others? Serve someone. So I'm praying and I'm trusting that this sermon series on spiritual disciplines has helped you to grow in your walk with the Lord. So this morning I would like to commend you as a congregation. You are incredibly amazing in the ways that you serve God in this church family and in this community. I see many of you stepping up and being very generous when a need is made known, either in our church family or in this community. Many of you volunteer your time to faithfully teach Sunday school, faithfully serve in the other roles that are behind the scenes, that need to be filled, and people need to do things so that this congregation can function as God desires for it to be. Serving in the church council. Some of you come to Sewing Circle faithfully and serve in that way. And there's many, many other in-house ministries, so may God bless you and thank you for the way you are already serving. Some of you were involved in VBS, and we're going to have an update about that later on in the service. And many of you are also involved in many of the other community outreach opportunities that we are currently involved in. Some of you go speak at Lake and Wood Campground, a ministry to campers. Some of you do that faithfully. Some of you will be handing out summer lunches in a connection with CrossNet. That'll be happening later on this summer. That we're have 2 weeks that we're serving the lunches. Some of you participate in the Music in the Park night on June the 5th. This afternoon, we'll be working with Pine Grove with the Bowmansville Backyard Bash, and many of you are going to be helping with that. That's happening this afternoon and this evening. So thank you for that. Many of you have signed up to help with Connect 2021 next month as we work together with other churches to do service projects within this community. So thank you for that. And can I brag a little bit? Because of all the churches that are working together and serving, I mean, I realize some of those churches are smaller, but some of the churches are also larger than our congregation. Guess what? Our church has more people volunteering to serve that week than any other church. So God bless you. Thank you for the way you've stepped up and volunteered your time and energy. Also, in August 6th, 7th, and 8th, there's going to be community family fun days out at the park. That's going to be in the process of being planned, so you'll be hearing more about that in the future. So I said all that to say this. Do you want to see what a servant looks like? Look in the mirror. Because you are a servant. God bless you. Would you join me in prayer? Almighty God, we do indeed thank you. Thank you for sending your Son and the way that he showed us how to serve you and others. So I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for their generosity. I thank you for the way that they step up and serve when a need is made known. And when there's opportunities to volunteer. So I ask, Father God, you would bless this congregation as we continue to seek your face and to serve you. Help us to grow in faith and trust. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So this time we're going to be watching a video from CrossNet Ministries, and then Meredith Dahl, the executive director of CrossNet Ministries, is here. She's going to come and share a little bit about CrossNet. And then following that, we're going to have a VBS update. So enjoy the video, and then Meredith, I'll turn it over to you.
CrossNet Ministries exists to offer help and hope in the name of Jesus Christ by empowering people through relationship and self-sustainability. With a poverty rate close to 50%, we believe community collaboration is essential in making an impact for individuals and families in the Elanco School District. Our four program pillars include youth, food and nutrition, social services, and community. CrossNet's youth pillar is focused on providing safe spaces for children to learn, have fun, build resources, and experience the love of God. Teens have access to our youth center 4 nights a week, regular Bible studies, quarterly events, and warm meals during programming. Our mentor program, free tutoring, and Cross Junior provides additional opportunities to meet the specific needs of youth in our community. In addition, CrossNet partners with Community Action Program for parents as teachers, where staff make home visits and work with parents of preschoolers to help children learn and thrive as they prepare for kindergarten. CrossNet's nutrition programs are low-barrier opportunities to ensure all individuals and families have access to food and healthy living. CrossNet offers a client choice food pantry, weekend food solutions through Power Packs, and the free summer lunch program available weekdays, June through August. CrossNet's community pillar establishes outreach opportunities that build resources for youth and adults. This includes our backpack, winter coat, and Christmas gift giveaways, collaborations, adult mentoring, and community meals. Together, we can address the concerns within our community and get better together. CrossNet's final pillar, social services, provides supportive and caring environments for those in need of assistance. Using bridges out of poverty concepts, CrossNet offers case management and support related to utility assistance, transportation, financial guidance, money management workshops, and housing. CrossCares, designed to meet physical needs like diapers, provides additional support. Our housing initiatives focus on both short and long-term support, including the 18-month Pathways to Housing program and permanent housing with dedicated case management support and affordable solutions. Transportation is offered in partnership with the Kiwanis Club to adults and children requiring access to healthcare and educational appointments. With your support, partnership, and collaboration, lives will be impacted through relationship and resources as we experience a stronger and more united community together.
So great to be with you all this morning and to worship with you. I really enjoyed listening to all the ways that you are involved in the community and all the things that your church and your families are doing. It's really exciting to listen to and to hear, especially being a nonprofit organization that relies on volunteers such as yourself. So thank you for your impact in this community. I'm excited to share a little bit of an update from CrossNet. And also do just what I just did, but thank you for your support and partnership. Your church has been a huge blessing this past year, supporting us financially. So I just want to thank you for that in a year that there's so many unknowns of 2020 and not really sure how things were going to turn out. Just being so blessed by your support is a really huge help to continue to minister and continue to reach out into the community. Like the video shared, our mission is to offer help and hope in the name of Jesus by empowering people in Eastern Lancaster County. We believe it's a twofold mission. We want to focus on building relationships with the people that we're serving and also building resources in the lives of those we're serving to see people make steps out of poverty. So in all those programs that you saw in those videos, we want to do those two things, build relationships and build resources. We focus on kind of four areas: youth, social services, community, and food and nutrition. So all the programs kind of fall under those areas. And again, trying to build relationships and build resources. I want to share with you a few like updates of things that's been going on. I know you probably know Carl Edwards. He's come and shared and preached with you before a little bit about CrossNet. But I'm going to share a few updates of things that have been happening and going on and where we're headed. One of the programs that was shared in the video is Pathways to Housing. That's a program we started a couple years ago, and it's created and is designed for people experiencing homelessness in our community. Currently, we have three apartments that we use for this program in partnership with Petra Church and with Trinity Lutheran Church. And the program is set up that families move in, and they pay 35% of their income during their time in the program. And while they're in the program, they're working on goals and they're focusing on increasing their income. So as their income is increasing, their rent will continue to increase. So by the time they're able to exit the program, they're able to pay fair market rent into the community. And so we're really, really excited about this program. We've seen families go in and also then move out and be able to be in their own apartment on their own, and they're doing really well. A couple weeks ago, I was able to be at a signing for a family that just moved into one of the apartments, and it was just a beautiful moment for her and her son. They'd been experiencing homelessness for some time, and they were just filled with hope, and they said that to me. They said, "We have hope now. We're going to work on these goals. We're going to be able to increase some things, increase some relationships, and increase our income," and it was a beautiful moment. And I'm really thankful that we're able to offer apartments like this. In February, we actually purchased additional properties that will give us 8 additional units. So that is going to be able to help us expand the program and have more apartments available for people experiencing homelessness in our community. We were able to purchase the building because of a bequest fund and also Clark Associates grant. We were able to purchase it debt-free, which is an incredible blessing. And so right now we'll be working on raising some funds to do some renovations to that property. But that will give us a total of 11 units for Pathways to Housing. So thank you for your support that we're able to expand and increase programs right here in our local community. Another thing that's been happening that we're really excited about is recently we started a partnership with Servants out of York, Pennsylvania. And Servants is an organization that works on home repair. And their focus is to help families who might not be able to have the financial resources or have the connections to be able to do their home repairs on their house. And it's focused on home repairs that are really going to help with safety, making sure things are warm, making sure things are safe for the families. And so we are really excited to partner with them. Basically, we'll work together to address some home repairs in our community. Recently, we worked together to put a ramp on a family's home. They have a mobile home in the community, and the one individual had surgery and was not able to actually exit his home. So he had been in his home for a long time, almost a year, not being able to leave. And so we're really thankful we're able to put a ramp on to the mobile home. He's been able to get out and get about, and we recently saw him at the food pantry, and it was just great to see his smile and to see him so thankful to be out and moving around. So we're really looking forward to just having more of those moments and opportunities in our community. And I share that one with you because there will be lots of volunteer opportunities with that partnership. And if you're interested in getting involved or volunteering with home repair, you can reach out to our office, and there's lots of ways to get involved. So those are two updates. One more thing I wanted to share just as an update is we are excited to partner with 9 local businesses in our community to hire a success coach to work with employees within those businesses. We know that to make steps out of poverty, you need to have a good job, you need to be successful in your job, you need to be able to keep that job. So we're excited to provide a caseworker to employees of these 9 businesses to help when things arise that might be difficult for a family. For example, maybe transportation might be an issue that's keeping them from getting to work or getting to work on time. Connecting with them and trying to address the transportation issue. So we are excited about that expansion as well. Again, all these programs that we do, we're focused on building those relationships so that we can share the message of hope, so that we can share Jesus, and then also, again, building those resources so they can make steps out of poverty. I have some materials with me if you're interested in learning more about any of the programs that we offer. I wanted to share 2 other opportunities to get involved with CrossNet and get involved in the community. One is we are seeking mentors. We always seem to be seeking mentors, but we have a wait list for individuals who are looking for a mentor. We have a mentor program that is available for kids through adults in the community. And what we do is we match up an adult in the community with a kid or another adult, females with females and males with males. And they spend time together, and it's basically just a friendship, a support, someone, an advocate for that person in their life, and we're looking for additional mentors in the community. So if you're interested, you can talk to me more about that. And we're also seeking transportation drivers. We have a transportation ministry that focuses on helping getting families and kids to doctor's appointments or to appointments for counseling or different things that they might need to get to. And if they don't have transportation, they don't have people in their lives that can get them there, they're not able to get to those appointments. So we use volunteers in the community who drive families, drive kids, drive adults to their appointments. And this program has been growing over the past year, and so we're looking for additional drivers. So if you're interested in that, you can reach out to me as well. There's lots of other ways to get involved, and would love to have you get connected and be able to continue all the things that your pastor was describing that you guys have been involved in as well in the Elanco community. Again, I appreciate your support. I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate your financial support as well, so that we can continue to reach out into the community and build relationships and build resources. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hello, everyone. So as you know, from Sunday, June 13th until Wednesday, June 16th, we transformed our entire church into a tropical island. And as you will see here in a little bit, our islanders definitely had a lot of fun during the week. Each night, we averaged around 40 kids per night, and they definitely had a blast, even though we had one night of rain. You could definitely tell they still had fun regardless of that. Our theme for the week focused on tracking down the one true God. In their Bible lessons, they learned that God is great, trustworthy, almighty, and ruler of all. And we even had an ultimate treasure hunt with the help of Tyler Ringler, where we found out that the greatest treasure of all is God's love and his gift of salvation. So I want to echo Larry's thanks to many different people. First, I want to thank the parents and the kids. Thank you guys for coming out to Mystery Island and having fun on the island with us. Second, I want to thank all the VBS volunteers, those of you that helped behind the scenes during the week. Without you guys, VBS couldn't be what it was. And I know that the kids had a lot of fun hanging out with you guys each night. And finally, I want to thank all of you who may not have helped, but you helped in a bigger way by praying for us each night. Your prayers were definitely felt in the safety of the kids, in the calmness of the teachers as they were leading the sites, and in the helpers as they were walking around with the kids. And definitely they were felt as we were preparing and planting the seeds of truth about who the one true God is. So take a look at what our islanders did during the week.
Stand for the blues and song, serve the Lord.
Wanna be great in God's kingdom, and be a servant of all. Wanna be great in God's kingdom, and be a servant.
Well, again, I want to thank you as a congregation for the many, many ways that you are being a servant. So God bless you as you continue to do that. Thank you, Meredith, for coming this morning and sharing what's happening at CrossNet. And may God bless CrossNet and their ministry as well. Thank you, Amanda, for your part this morning and for all the work you put into VBS. I know Tammy helped you out, and I thank you very much for all your hard work. So this morning is the last Sunday of the month, so we collect coins throughout the month. So this morning, the children, you have an opportunity to come up here to write out your guesses as to how much money we've collected to give to My Coins Count. So after the service, feel free to come forward, fill out those forms. And now would you receive this parting blessing? May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a great week.